every single moment. So we ask him for that judgment day now, because he gives the light to what? To everything. Look around you. We talked about this habit of light, that we light on everything, and it's always light, even if it is lighting on a filthy surface. Light is light, and it doesn't get filthy. That light we're talking about, and you could ask it to have it now. For what? You're trying to change, don't you? All these planning to change, to do this and that and that. One day will be obvious like that, right? It could be obvious now to you, before doing it and really happening. When you have a clearer mind, and if you're faithful, right at the beginning, you see all the path, even the end of it, because everything is clear when you could judge it. This was a paragraph in between. Let's go back to Belgaith, who doesn't get all this yet. Yes?
How Solomon, on whom he thinks, bade the envoys of Belgaith return to her with the gifts which they had brought, and how he called Belgaith to the faith and to abandon sun worship. O shame-faced envoys, turn back. The gold is yours. Bring unto me the heart. The heart.
Repeated the word. This is the beginning of a paragraph, right? He knows that. He stopped that paragraph. Now he's back. Right at the beginning, he wants to give you something to think about. So the first half is, you shameful fellows, go back and tell him what? The gold for you. Bring me the heart. The heart means nothing else. Yes.
Lay this gold of mine on the top of that gold. And the floor is a section of Latin. The lover's gold is a pallid yellow countenance. For that is the object of the Lord's regard, while the mind results from the sun's casting looks. How can the sunbeam's object of regard be compared with an object of regard to the Lord of the quintessence? Make of your souls a shield against my taking captive, though ye are my captives even now.
Translation. What's happening? See, suddenly everything changed. Even the speaking of Solomon is not that tender and stuff like that. Rumi jumped in and said, okay. Solomon said, this gold, put it up to your gold and put it in the ass of that donkey. Because that's what the gold is worth. What is gold good for? Gold is worth it to be in the ass of that donkey. When I'm talking about another kind of gold, do you remember? The yellowish color of a lover. What is that one? That's the goldish color we're talking about. Why? Because that's what God is looking at. And isn't that looking of God like the ray of the sun that could go through a lot of non-stuff to arrive where it's supposed to be? And could you compare this sun with the attention of Creator? This is the difference of understanding. Yes?
The bird tempted by the bait is on the roof, with wings outspread. It is imprisoned in the trap. Inasmuch as with its soul it has given its heart to the bait. I'm sorry, I'll read it again.
First understanding is that look at this little bird. The bird who is in love with the seed, this is a hunted bird, forget about it. Because somebody will prepare something and will put some seed on the trap. This fellow will be trapped. Now, this fellow, and I'm talking about what? A bird means what?
Thought.
The thoughts which are looking for what I want, what I need, what I want to have. This is something that to us will make it clear. You are captivated. You are hunted, period. Because we see it that clear. Now read it.
Inasmuch as with its soul it has given its heart.
No, the bird tempted.
Okay. The bird tempted by the bait is on the roof. With wings outspread, it is imprisoned in the trap. Inasmuch as with its soul it has given its heart to the bait, deem it caught, though apparently it is still uncaught. Deem the looks which it is directing to the bait to be the knot that is tying on its legs.
Yeah, looking at the bait means you are so drunk of yourself. This is what it is. And your brain is always thinking about what you want. That. So your thought is always like that, and if you keep that way, you are trapped forever. Yes?
Deem the looks which it is directing to the bait to be the knot that it is tying on its legs. The bait says, if thou art stealing thy looks, I am stealing from thee patience and constancy.
Mm-hmm.
When those looks have drawn thee after me, then thou wilt know that I am not inattentive to thee.
Quite obvious, he said, this is how it is. Because that this seed knows that you are attracted and say, you are already caught because this attraction is not one way, is it? When you want something, have you ever thought that that something is pulling me? Why? How? There is a trick over there which is pulling you. Therefore, remember there is two ways here. Why does he bring this one which is hard to understand in here? If you look at the enlightenment as another scientific step and stuff like that, okay, these are the details like that. But if you don't forget, what are we talking about here? We are talking about your point of view, which is always here, your point of view, how you're looking at the stuff and how you're doing this and that. And mainly, are we talking about your business? Are we talking about your personal stuff? You remember, we're talking about you and the other people in that relation and all the connections over there. You think that I want to do this with this fellow, I want to do that, and you forget that they are human beings and they are doing the same to you. So you're always the subject of the looking of other people. It's not only you looking. Remember that. Why? Because if we are looking around for the guilty party in this universe for your shortcomings, where should we look? We are the police, and we have made a very special squadron to look and find all the troublemakers in your life. Where should I start? Yeah. You make it, and you don't know it, and you think that you're doing good. Here, he will bring you a story. This is a very interesting story. Okay. The story is like this. A guy will go to a perfume maker. Why? Because the perfume is, when you say perfume maker, in normal, the word in Persian, when you say attar, we mean a special shop. But in Rumi's time, when they say it, they mean the one who makes the perfume. The guy goes there to buy something. He sits down, and the fellow is looking for the stuff he wants. The way that he's using for his balance is made of gil, a special stuff, which this guy likes it very much. So whenever the shopkeeper turns around, he eats a little bit of that stuff, and the attar will notice it and will say, what a stupid fellow. Eat it all, then I give you nothing, because whatever you eat from that, you will lose in the object that I'm selling to you. This is my way. So you will receive equal perfume, and you're eating this, you're losing that. Means what? Means when you think that you are very clever and you're getting something, that's the time that you are losing something. Because at the end, you are the loser. When you are tricking other people, what will happen at the end of the day? You cannot be a good human being, period, just because you were nasty to them. So what do you gain? Remember, what do you gain, what do you lose? Especially when you think that you are the tricky, clever one. Yes?
The story of the druggist whose balance weight was clay for washing the head, and how a customer who was a clay eater stole some of that clay covertly and secretly while sugar was being weighed. A certain clay eater went to a druggist to buy fine, hard sugar loaf. Now, at the druggist's, a crafty, vigilant man, in place of the balance weight, there was clay. He said, if you want to buy sugar, my balance weight is clay. The customer said, I am requiring sugar for an urgent affair. Let the balance weight be whatever you wish.
Ah. The word over there is whatever. When you say, I want this, whatever happens. What do you know whatever means? That vast field of whatever is something that you should never deal like that. To say, I do this, whatever, doesn't matter. Here, you say, you know what? I'm looking for the sugar. I don't care how you do it and blah, blah. Yes.
To himself, he said, what does the matter? What does the weight matter for one that eats clay? Clay is better than gold. As the Dalala, who said, O son, I have found a very beautiful new bride, exceedingly pretty, but there is just one thing, that the lady is a confectioner's daughter. Better, said he, if it is indeed so, his daughter will be fatter and sweeter. If you have no weight and your weight is of clay, this is better and better. Clay is the fruit of my heart. He placed the clay, because of its being ready, in one scale of the balance instead of the weight. Then for the other scale, he was breaking with his hand the equivalent amount of sugar. Since he had no pickaxe, he took a long time and made the customer sit waiting.
Okay, the first technical problem here. The guy who is giving the sugar, does he need an axe? Ah, because this is not the sugar you're thinking. This is that oriental way of the sugar, the cube, not the cube sugar. They make it like this, and they have